This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning the Masechta Yevamah, Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. We're going to speak this evening about the subject of Yevamah Lashuk, where basically a woman is zakuk liyibum, and instead of marrying the yavam, she goes and marries stam a guy. She goes and marries a regular person, someone who she's not zakuk to. Now we know that's usually a lav. And according to Rabbi Akiva, kedushin is not toifes by chayve lavin. However, we're going to have a machloikis Rav and Shmuel regarding the status of such a woman, whether kedushin is a toifes if a yevama marries a shuk. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Minayin shein kedushin toifsim biyevama. How do you know if somebody marries a woman who's zakuk liyibum that kedushin is not toifes? Shenemar, like the pasuk says, this pasuk is found in Kiseitse. Kiyeshu achim yachtav, if brothers are living together, umeis echad mehem, one of them dies, ubeinein lo, he doesn't have children, lo yisia ishas hameis, the wife of the deceased should not be hachutza to the outside, the ishzar to a foreign man. So Rav learns, lo yisia doesn't mean she's not allowed to marry, lo yisia means lo yisia, kedushin is not toifes. Shenemar lo yisia ishas hameis hachutza l'ishzar. Loi sehe ba havaya. She should not have in her havaya. In other words, he should not have in her havaya. The kedushin is not toifes. Loi sehe ba havaya lazar. To a stranger, there is no tfisas kedushin. Rav learns the words loi siya eisha sames. Loi siya means kedushin is not toifes. Ushmuel amar. Shmuel says, in our impoverished state, in our poverty, she needs a get. Why does she need a get? Because we don't know how to interpret the words loisia. Loisia doesn't mean you can't be toivis kedushin, or does loisia mean that you're not allowed to marry her? Of course, if you marry her, the kedushin is toifes. So Shmuel says, because of our impoverished state of learning, we don't know the definitive interpretation of this pasuk. You need to get me safek. Misafkale the Shmuel, Shmuel is misupik. Hai loisia, isha sames. This says that it says loisia, ila lavhu da'asa. Is it coming to offer a prohibition that she's not allowed to marry? Idulay tasiba kedushin da'asa. Or it's coming to say kedushin is not taifes. Amarle, so that's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says kedushin is not toifes. Shmuel says we're masupik whether kedushin is toifes or not. Now, Amar le Rav Mori bar Rachel leRavashi. Rav Mori, the son of Rachel, said to Ravashi, "Hachi Amar Ameimar." This is what Ameimar said. Halacha kvasei deShmuel. The halacha is in accordance with Shmuel. That you need a get. Shmuel says, you need a get me suffik. Now, there's a big question over here. When we say there's a machloikus, whether kedushin is toifis or not, is that in Rabbi Akiva, who holds kedushin is not toifis to chayve lavin? Is that in the Rabbanan, who holds kedushin is toifis in chayve lavin? This is a major machloikus, Rashi and Toisus. Rashi Amem Tesom Abay says that according to the Chachamim, that kedushin is toifes to chayve lavin, everyone agrees kedushin is toifes to yevama. The machloikis is according to Rabbi Akiva. Rav says kedushin is not toifes, as Rabbi Akiva holds, kedushin is not toifes to chayve lavin. And Shmuel says that even according to Rabbi Akiva, kedushin possibly could be toifes to yevama l'shuk. That's Shitas Rashi that the whole machlokes is in Rabbi Akiva. Toisus' Shita is everyone agrees in Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin, will not be toifes. The question is, what about according to the Chachamim? Rav says, even according to the Chachamim, we have Gzeres HaKosov, that Kedushin is not Toifes. And Shmuel says, no, in the Chachamim, Kedushin is Toifes. Now, Rav Mori Bar Racha, let's get straight. Who's Rav Mori Bar Racha? Most people don't go by their mother's name. The thing was, this person, Rav Mori, his father was Isser, a guy who violated his mother and then later converted. So out of honor to Rav Mori, we call him by the name of his Jewish mother's name, Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel, and not by his Gentile father who later converted, whose name was Isser. So Amar Le Rav Mori Bar Rachel, Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Amemar. This is what Amemar said. Halacha kvasei de Shmuel. Amar Rav Ashi said, Hashad Amar Amemar, halacha kvasei de Shmuel. Now that Amemar said the halacha is in accordance with Shmuel, that Kedushin is Toifes. So now that we say the halacha is in accordance with Shmuel, Imhaya Yavama Kayain, if her Yavam was a Kayain, and she went ahead and she married someone else, to who Kedushin is Toifes. Now, this person who did Kedushin to her is going to have to give her a get according to Shmuel. She will then be Aser to the Yavam, who's a Kayain, right? Shmuel's of the opinion Kedushin is Toifes to Yavama. That means if she's going to terminate her relationship with the guy is going to have to give her a get. Then she'll end up being Aser to the Yavam. So in that case, we tell the Yavam to give her Chalitza, and then at least she'll be mutter to her second husband. Now the truth is, she really wasn't supposed to marry the second guy in the first place. But we say, Chaylitzla, the Yavam will give her Chalitza, Vesharyale. And she'll be permitted to the second husband. So the Yavam will do Chalitza, and she'll be mutter to her husband. So Gemara asks, is Gure Iskar? So she's benefiting. The man who married her Be'isser is now benefiting, because now that he married her, she's going to become Aser to the Yavam, because the second husband will have to give her a get. So now the second husband will be allowed to live with her, and he's benefiting from having lived with this woman, even though she was the Yavam Alashuk. It's not fair that he should benefit from this. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, Matsinu Chayte Niskar. If he's going to benefit, then a sinner is being rewarded for his sin. So the Gemara says, no, the case is not the Yavam was a Kayin. Elim Haya Yavama Yisrael. If her Yavam was a Yisrael, then what we say is Noisin La Sheini Get. The second husband gives her a get, and then she goes back and she lives with the Yavam. V'hutcholai, she's permitted to the Yavam. Amar of Gidol, Amar of Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said in the name of Chia Bar Yosef, who said in the name of Rav, Yavama Kedushin Ein Ba, Nesuin Yesh Ba. A Yavama, there's no Kedushin to her. Again, there's no Kedushin to her, but there is Nisuin. Now, the Gemara in the Havamina fields, what this means is, regarding a get, that if she does Kedushin to someone, she's not going to need a get, but if she does Nisuin, then she will need a get. So this Yavama, who Rashi says, if she married a czar, the reason why she married a czar is she was told her husband died. So Yavama, she has Kedushin. So basically, she was told her husband died, and then her son died, And then it turned out the opposite. Really, her son died first and then her husband died. So she is really a Yavama. So although Kedushin is not Chal on her, but you could do Nesu'in. Nesu'in works. So the Gemara asks, that doesn't make any sense. Because why would it ain Kedushin, why would we say Kedushin ain ba? Nesu'in yesh ba. I Kedushin ain ba, Nesu'in nami ain ba. If the Kedushin's not Chal, then how could the Nesu'in be Chal? So the Gemara gives a number of answers. Answer number one is, we just misread it. Ema kedushin unesuin einba. It means she doesn't have kedushin or nesuin. Viboisema, or if you want, you could say, Ema, my nesuin yesha. What does it mean she has nesuin? Biznus. It means biznus. What does that mean? Kedrav hamnuna, damrav hamnuna. Shemeres Yavam, Shezinsa, Shemeres Yavam, that's Mizane, Asrul Yavama, she's Asr to the Yavama. So by the same token, if she does Nesu'in, she's also Asr to the husband. So again, we're saying, Viboisema, my Nesu'in Yeshba. What does it mean there's Nesu'in? Biznus. Because Shomeres Yavam, that's Mizane, she becomes Asur to the Yavama. So it's not really Nesu'in, it's really Znus. If she's Mizane, then she becomes Asur to the Yavama.
You could do Kedushin Bipia, that would also Asur her. So it's not...
Well, we're saying that Kedushin is not Chal. Kedushin ain ba. What does that mean, Kedushin ain ba? She's really... This seems to be going like the Shita of Rav. Amar Rav Chibar Yosef, Amar Rav. Kedushin is not Toifis to Yavama. So what does it mean, right? According to Rav's Shita, Loisia means Kedushin is not Toifis. So what does it mean, Nesu'in Yeshba? Nesu'in Yeshba means if she's Mezane, she becomes Asur to the Yavama. Because the fact that she's Zakuk Liyibam means she has a husband. So if she's Mezane, she becomes Asur to the Yavam. V'yibayseima, or if you want, you could say, Lo'olam Kida Amran. Really, Nesu'in Yeshba. And it means literally. Kedushin ain ba nesuin yeshba. And the reason why, if she does nesuin, she becomes usher to the husband, is the michlafa b'isha shalach ba'alam dina sayam. We're going to confuse her with a woman who her husband went overseas and she did nesuin to somebody. So we require a get. So too in this case, where she was told that her husband died and then the child died, and it turns out the opposite. So we have to aser her if she did nesuin because of a situation where a woman went overseas, was told her husband went overseas, and she did nesuin. So in that case, she requires a get. Look at Rashi, kedamar meikar nesuin yeshba l'inyan get v'lav mishum de kedushin in, or not because it's the kedushin is chal. Because if we allow her to leave without a get, they're going to come to say the same thing about a woman who went, her husband went Lamdina Sayam, and then she got married based on Bezin Be'ed Echad, that she's mutter without a get. And we know in that case you need a get from the second husband. Okay, so we're saying, really Nesu'in Yeshba, and the reason Nesu'in Yeshba is because we're gonna come to confuse her with Isha Shalach Bala LeMedinas Hayam. Okay, Amar Rav Yanai said, B'chabura Nimnu V'Gamru, in a group of sages, they counted and they came to the conclusion, Ein Kedushin Toifsin B'Yavama. Kedushin is not Toifis on a Yavama, like Rav Shita. That is what Rabbi Yane said. Amale Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Loi Mishnah Seinu Hizu, isn't that a Mishnah? It's a Beferish Mishnah that Kedushin is not Toifis to Yavama. That's not, we learned in a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is going to be utilizing the principle of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Person cannot give over ownership of something that is not in the world. Which means whether the item you're trying to transfer is not in the world, whether the person who's making the transfer is not yet in the world, whether the person who is being transferred to is not in the world, if any of those three components are not in the world, the kinyan is not chal. So Omer Elisha, someone who says to a woman, here's a buck, and harei at mekudeshes li l'achar she'as gayer. You're married to me after I convert. Right now I am a Episcopalian monk, and tomorrow I'm going to become the Rav, the chief rabbi of the five towns, Borough Park and Williamsburg, and when that happens, when I convert, you're married to me. It doesn't work because the person making the kinyan right now is not in the world. Or la'achar shetis gairi, I'm married to you after you convert. La'achar sheshtachri, after I am freed. La'achar sheshtachri, after you're freed from avdos. La'achar sheyomas balech, I'm married to you after your husband dies. La'achar shetamas achoisech, I was once married to your sister, so I can't marry you, but after your sister dies, I'll be married to you. Oy la'achar sheyachlutz lech yevamech, right now you're a yevama. After your yavam gives you chalitza, I'll be married to you. So that's in bala, it's a davar shel bala olam, because right now you can't marry her, because she is zakuk liyibum. Einam kedushin is not a good kedushin, so we see that a woman who is zakuk liyibum, you cannot be toifes kedushin to her. Otherwise, it would not be davar shaloi bala olam. The reason why it's davar shaloi bala olam is because right now you can't make a kedushin to her because she's zakuk to yibum. Says the Gemara. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yane. Why do you need to say Kedushin is not Toifis to Yavama? It's clear in the Mishnah Kedushin is not Toifis to Yavama. So Rabbi Yane says back to Rabbi Yochanan, if I wouldn't have told you that then, you never would have seen this. You never would have been alert enough to this potential idea to see it in the Mishnah. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yane says to Rabbi Yochanan, Ilav de daloi lachaspa, had I not lifted up the shard, Mi mishkachas marganisa, to say, would you have found the diamond under it? I did all the heavy lifting, and all of a sudden, oh, it's a Mishnah. The only reason you chapped it's a Mishnah, because I pointed out that it's possible that a woman who is zakuk liyibam, you can't be toifis kedushin. I don't really get what he's telling him. I mean, lamaisa, at the end of the day, it says it in the Mishnah. Unless that Rav Yane was really bringing it out from the Mishnah. Amar Lei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish then says to Rabbi Yochanan, Ilav de kalsech gavarabah, had the great man, Rabbi Yanai, not praised this chiddush, that the Mishnah in fact indicates that a Yavama is not, you can't be Toivis Kedushin, Hava Amina, I would have said, Ana, I would have said that the Mishnah is not a raya at all, that you can't be Toivis Kedushin to Yavama. Maybe really you could be Toivis Kedushin to Yavama. You know why in this Mishnah you can't be Toivis Kedushin to Yavama? The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Chayve Lavin, Kedushin is not Toivis, but according to the Chachamim, that Kedushin is Toivis. So maybe you could be Toivis Kedushin to Yavama. Hava Aminolach, I know, I would have said Masnis Rabbi Akiva, he don't mean Kedushin Toivis to Chayve Lavin. Says Gemara, there's no way in the world the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva, because we know Rabbi Akiva's Shita is Adam Makne Davar Shalai Bala Olam, that a person could be Makne Davar Shalai Bala Olam. Vi Rabbi Akiva ki Amar La La'achar Sheyachas Lach Yevamech. If it's Rabbi Akiva, then if he says to her after the Yevama gives you Chalitza, Litfasu Ba Kedushin, Kedushin should be Toifes. Da Shamina Le Rabbi Akiva Da Amar Adam Makne Davar Shalai Bala Olam. We know that Rabbi Kiva holds that a person could be makne a davar shaloi bala oilam. And therefore, you can't say that the reason why Kedushin is not toifis here is because it's Rabbi Akiva who holds that Kedushin is not toifis in Chayvei Lavin, because you should have been able to effectuate a Kedushin in this case according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin is, that you could be makna davar shaloi ba la'olam. I'm just trying to check up. We know there's a famous shita of Rav Meir in Shas regarding whether a person is makna davar shaloi ba la'olam. Does anybody remember where this Rav Meir is quoted? In the beginning of Hamafkid, no? Anyone remember? Rafilu Rav Meir the Adam makna davar shaloi ba la'olam. So it's interesting. Rav Meir is going the shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that Adam makna davar shaloi ba la'olam. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. We'll try to have an Ion share on this on Sunday morning. And next week, we will try for Daf Tzadi Gimel. For those who are learning Dershu Mishnah Brura, we're finishing Chelek Vav after 6 years. We have a strong tzad to do it a little bit different the next cycle. I don't know if it interests anyone to do it more like Daf Shavua style, to do it a little bit more thoroughly. We'll keep you posted about that. Have a wonderful evening. Okay, Bracha Batzlacha, Kol Tov. Okay.
Rabbi Leibowitz said one of your jokes today.
Which one?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.